Smoking kills you.
In my life, smoking has affected me even before I was born. Smoking took a big toll on my family. It was a major cause in the death of my grandfather. Since then, my close family has always been biased and hated cigarettes and any product related to it. It is obvious to say that the world's knowledge on the effects of smoking has increased exponentially over the last decades. We know much more now than we did 100, 40, or even 10 years ago. As we learn more about the tobacco, smoking, and health, we continue to do more to prevent illness and death caused by tobacco. But it still fails to educate generations who are still choosing to smoke because it's a trend to society or as a supplement for stress relief and relaxation. I mentioned this because a couple years ago, I witnessed tobacco taking over my best friend. He lived with a lot of hardships in the past year, which caused him to become addicted to cigarettes. My friend at the time was 16 years old, and he would normally smoke between one or two packets on a daily basis for over a year. Addiction contributes to tobacco-caused death and disease, since it spurs smokers to continue their habit, which repeatedly exposes them to the toxins in tobacco smoke. My friend repeatedly told himself and everyone that it was his way of dealing with stress. Everyone around him, including me, was saddened and terrified for him. But luckily, through the correct influences, education, and the right treatments, he is currently 20 months clean. He was able to change his mindset. Successfully quitting must generally start with the plan for managing behavior with tobacco addiction. Therapeutic approaches and delivering small amounts of nicotine to the body through chewing gum, nasal spray, or transdermal patch can help a consumer's eager to smoke decrease. Most people know someone who is an active or past consumer of cigarettes, and even most individuals have smoked once before in their life. There's no way around it. The consumption of tobacco-based products and the action of smoking, whether it's a common cigarette or an e-cig, is something everyone in their lives are exposed to at one point. Smoking is one of the most popular forms of recreational drugs. Tobacco use is one of the most popular forms with over 1 billion people around the world. Typically, as kids, we are told that smoking is bad for our health. But still, there are parents exposing their children to this lethal smoke each day. As we start getting older, we are more familiar with our surroundings and the type of society we live in, where each one of us has a unique personality, with own opinions and different perspectives, especially when it comes to our own safety. Every individual has a different lead on the eternal topic of smoking, whether it's safe to use, helpful as a way to release stress, fun and cool looking, or a waste of time and harmful. However, I've always thought to myself, if people are aware of the damages caused by smoking, why haven't they stopped? In the article, "Why is Smoking So Hard?" written by Dr. Ferdinand, worker and researcher for American Cancer Society, he states that quitting smoking is harder than most people think. It takes both physical and mental strength. The more an individual consumes the product, the more necessary it becomes to the body. This is why smokers who are trying to quit can't stop using the product immediately, but instead, they must reduce the amount of nicotine ingested in their body. Quitting successfully takes dedication, but the earlier you quit, the greater benefit for your health. Many smokers don't tend to experience many sudden effects on their health while smoking, but that only makes cigarettes even more dangerous. Smoking is like a silent assassin, because it's not until years have gone by when it takes a big toll on you. It is estimated that approximately 1/3 of all cancer deaths worldwide are attributable to tobacco. A marked increase in lung cancer has occurred in all countries of the world where smoking has increased. Finally, after researching and gathering more information about the causes, effects, and treatment for smoking, my opinion towards it hasn't changed. It has only been reinforced. More research across the years proved that smoking only harms your body. I believe there's no need for smoking. There's plenty of other healthy ways to release stress that don't include the act of you dying. And no one should ever pressure you to smoke. If society were to be more open-minded and more concerned about tobacco-based products, billions of lives would be saved.